Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs. You know, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. In an upcoming interview episode, I had the pleasure of talking with David S. Kidder, co-author of New to Big and The Intellectual Devotional, and something he said blew my mind. Everything he does is co-created with people who are more talented or passionate than he is. This got me thinking about how much effort I put in on a daily basis to create the work I do by myself. And naturally, questions filled my mind. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore 7 questions that help me consider and incorporate the spirit of co-creation into my daily practice. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/316. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity, along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. I am generally amazed with people who can team up with others and work together to bring things to life. This isn't really a talent or skill that comes naturally to me. I'm not sure why, but for whatever reason, it is a major deficiency for me. I'm more apt to just dive right in and do something alone by myself because I know that it will either get done or I don't have to be on the hook with someone else to do it. And there's a lot of just interesting psychological reasons why this is the case. And in future iterations of therapy, I'll probably be discussing it. And I don't mean this lightheartedly. It really is something that I want to understand more. But in the meantime, I'm here talking to you about teamwork, but not necessarily teamwork, because we've all heard the phrase teamwork makes the dream work, and that's not really what I'm getting at in this episode. What I'm getting at is something much deeper. And as I mentioned in the opener, I had a conversation that's coming out in the next episode, actually, an interview with David S. Kidder about his work and about the books that he's written and about what he's learned. And this idea of co-creation just really struck me as profound. Everything that he does is co-created with people that in some ways are stronger than he is in what they're writing about or doing. And that just boggles my mind. I mean, it just, I don't know how to think about that. And I've talked about teams and building partnerships and things like that in this podcast before. But why this is different is because it has, in a sense, nothing to do with teamwork and everything to do with creative collaborators. People that are doing the same thing that you're doing, or in many ways, something completely different, but you're working together to bring a project to life. As I was considering this episode, I was having coffee with a really good friend, and he asked what I was up to today, and I told him about this podcast idea, and he's like, well, Chris, I found that there's 2 things that you need when you co-create. The first is that the person that you're co-creating with must be competent. I'm like, okay, competence, check. And then the second is they have to be better than you in something so that they're bringing something that you're not, and vice versa, that you're stronger than they are. So it's not that you're relying upon someone else to be able to do things that you can't do or that you can do, but you just want to delegate to them. That's what it is. It's someone that can do something that you can't do, and you can do something that they can't do. And together you do something stronger. And that's where it's really fascinating to me. because it's not like sometimes with teamwork, let's be honest, you can get someone on the team that doesn't know anything and gets by with help of the team. So that's the difference in my mind about what co-creation is really about. It's really about melding of strengths in order to create something better. So in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore 7 questions that help me consider and incorporate the spirit of co-creation into my daily practice. The first question, how much better would my work be in a spirit of co-creation? Oh, wow. I mean, a fascinating question to consider because in some ways it requires me to look at what my work is now and what it could possibly be in the future if I was able to bring in someone who is stronger in some of the areas where I'm not as strong. The arrogant person inside says, well, Chris, you're great at everything. You don't need to co-create with others. But the realist and the self-aware person in me says, Chris, I know exactly the areas that you should be co-creating in. And so that's where this question of how much better would my work be becomes an amazing question to consider, because then it allows me to even think that my work could be better and allows me to imagine the ways that it could be better. And immediately, I don't have to have the pressure of thinking that I need to be able to be the sole person responsible for that improvement. The second question is, what could possibly be brought to life if I move to a model of co-creation? So not just how better could my work be, but what could be if I was not bound by my own abilities and limitations? This is something where once you start thinking about the what ifs, the possibilities truly do become endless based, and they're really bound by the people that you're co-creating with. I had an idea for a project, and normally in the past, I would think, okay, that's a pretty good idea. I'll write it and just kind of wait until I have the ability to do it myself. But I knew that in this idea of a project, I couldn't do it, but I knew someone that could. And so I sent them the idea, and hopefully we'll move forward with it. That, to me, is something that could be brought to life because of the co-creation process. The third question, what are the stumbling blocks and barriers in moving to co-creation? This is where it gets tricky, because I've been doing a lot by myself for a long time. So the stumbling block is being willing to let go of some control of the creative process, admitting where I am deficient while embracing the strengths. And I think some of the other stumbling blocks and barriers is exactly what my friend said. It's about co-creating with competent people. Being willing to find competent people and trusting them. I think that's really what it's getting down to, is trust. It's one thing to force teams to be working together because they work together. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to trust. I mean, it's nice, but you can get your work done without trusting someone. And this is obviously the limitation of my teamwork experience. But in a lot of ways, when you co-create, you can't proceed without trust. The project will fall apart without trust. And I think self-awareness, if you don't have self-awareness and you don't know what you are strong in or weak, that is a barrier to successful co-creation. But I think fear is another barrier. Fear of what if it goes badly? I know for me, fear is a huge stumbling block when it comes to co-creation. Because what if I don't have the perfect economic model for this to make money? What if it doesn't work out? What if it's a failure? What if, what if, what if? And that's really fear. And I think it really does take courage to embrace this idea of co-creation, at least if you're moving toward it from where I am, of being a sole creator. Now, I know that the author that blew my mind with this idea, he's been co-creating for a long time. I have to imagine that that first few projects, there was probably a little bit of fear. The fourth question is, how is co-creation different than building a team? Because I've talked about building a team in this podcast for a few episodes, and this desire to share workload is something that's important to me. But where co-creation is different than team is, team, you're bringing multiple people together, maybe to do one thing or maybe to work on several different projects. And it's more of a spirit of delegation. It's more of, I am the leader delegating to a team. At least that's kind of how I'm imagining it. Whereas a co-creation is about being a peer. You could do that with a team, of course, but with a team, generally, there's a sense of hierarchy, unless you're using like a holocratic model or something like that. But at the same time, to me, in my mind right now, as I'm thinking about this, there's a tremendous difference between team and being a peer with another co-creator. The fifth question is, who can I co-create with now? Chances are there's a list of people that if you reached out to them and said, hey, I got this idea, do you want to do this with me? They'll probably say yes. I have a few people that if I asked, they'd probably say, what took you so long? But then the sixth question is this, who do I want to co-create with in the future? And this is something that's a moving target, because when you think about the future, you're growing. And so thereby, the people that you need to co-create with change based upon your strengths growing and the nature of the project. So you need to be in constant view of who's out there that can do the things that you want to do. The seventh question is probably the best question for this. And it's the most honest. And it's the one that, if I'm honest with you and honest with myself, it's the one that is the stumbling block, the barrier to co-creating with other people. And this question is, will my ego let me do it? My ego is strong. I am proud of what I've been able to do by myself. But I also see the limitations in myself. But my ego holds on with a death grip, taunting me with, if you let go of this, everything will fall apart. But the reality is, if I let go of this and I choose to co-create with others, it will change. It may change for the better, it may change for the worse, but it will change. And change is a necessary component to the creative process. And if you aren't changing, you're growing stagnant, and your work is growing stale, and your life is losing its edge and its boundaries. And guess what? You lose your relevance, you lose your connection to other people, and you lose your connection with your craft. So who are you going to co-create with? What are you going to co-create? What are the possibilities if you just let go of your ego and embrace this peer relationship with someone stronger than you where you are weak? And I know it sounds a little bit like, oh, it's pie in the sky, but you know what? Here was a model from this author that said it's possible and it works. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.